With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. We are learning more now about the probe into Joe Biden's classified documents case.
Democratic donors covered more than $1 million in legal fees racked up by attorneys representing Joe Biden during the special counsel's probe into his handling of classified documents. The payments were disclosed in regular campaign finance reports to the Federal Election Commission. News of the payments comes after the Biden campaign has repeatedly criticized Donald Trump over the extensive use of donor funds to cover his legal bills stemming from four criminal indictments. Greg Clugston, Washington.
President Biden has become increasingly critical of Israel's handling of the war. Former Israeli ambassador to the U.S., Dr. Michael Oren, tries to assess the administration's approach to the Jewish state.
I think they want to maintain a level of military supplies, a certain amount of diplomatic support, a certain amount, so they can say to pro-Israel voters, Democratic voters, look, we had criticism, but we've maintained these fundamental policies.
Oren was interviewed on the Salem Radio Network. Also at SRNnews.com, a so-called dirty doctor found guilty of tainting IV bags at a surgical center where he was employed.
The Dallas anesthesiologist was convicted for injecting a nerve-blocking agent and other drugs into bags of intravenous fluid, which led to the death of a coworker and caused cardiac emergencies for several patients. The 60-year-old man faces up to 190 years in prison after evidence presented at trial showed numerous patients at Surgicare North Dallas suffered cardiac emergencies during routine medical procedures performed by various doctors between May and August of 2022. Ron DeRockstra reporting.
And this is SRN News. Another major corporation goes all in on transgenderism.
The North Face, which specializes in outdoor clothing and equipment, is sponsoring an LGBT summer camp for children. Camp Brave Trails is for kids 12 to 17, and it encourages them to, quote, explore their gender expression, providing them with opportunities to perform in drag shows and experiment with clothing of the opposite sex. The North Face says it's donated tens of thousands of dollars to the camp. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Vatican has declared sex change operations and surrogacy grave violations of human dignity. A new document from the Doctrine Office puts them on par with abortion and euthanasia as practices the Catholic Church believes violates God's plan. The Vatican also rejects the, quote, so-called gender theory. This is SRN News. Denmark wants to give a motorcycle club the boot.
Denmark's government says it wants a court to formally dissolve the Danish arm of the Bandidos Motorcycle Club, citing the group's violent behavior. Under Denmark's constitution, an organization that promotes or incites violence can be dissolved by court order, meaning that it would be illegal for the group to have clubhouses, hold meetings, or wear their insignias. In recent years, members of the Bandidos in Denmark have been jailed for murder, attempted murder, assault, and drug-related crimes. John Scott reporting.
Authorities in Central Florida say they believe they found the body of a woman who was taken in a carjacking. Seminole County authorities say 31-year-old Catherine Alta Gracia Guerrero was attacked and kidnapped at gunpoint Thursday at an intersection near Orlando. Investigators believe they found the woman's burning SUV. More details at SRNnews.com.